Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, what happens if you buy something you can't afford? And a look at food additives. The number of additives in U.S. foods has exploded in recent decades as producers vastly increase the options they give us for new, bolder flavors, colors, and textures. And that, in turn, has brewed growing confusion and concern about how the FDA does or does not regulate them and the level of additives used in processed foods.
Some of those are backed by scientific claims and research, and some of those concerns are simply because people don't like there to be other non-food ingredients in their food.
The Wall Street Journal's Annie Gasparo reports bigger profits are often the motivation for using additives.
Substances that are designed to imitate natural flavors are very popular because they're cheaper than using natural flavors.
Gasparo adds that food companies are also eager to introduce new flavors.
That is really what will propel sales and get people to buy some of their products, like whether it's potato chips or pudding or beverages. People in grocery stores these days are looking for the next exciting, bold flavor.
As we continue, what to do if you don't have the money for a major purchase you made?
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
While you shouldn't buy things you can't afford, plenty of people get caught in these situations. Credit.com's Jerry Detweiler has tips for dealing with the mistake.
Perhaps you hadn't calculated your ability to absorb the item's cost, or maybe your financial situation changed after making a purchase. Regardless of what happened, you have to figure out how to fix it. Sometimes it's as simple as returning the goods, but that's not always an option. For example, say you bought a new car, and after a few months you realize the payments are too much to handle with all the other expenses you have. Cars depreciate quickly, leaving you with little hope of recovering what you spent and little time to decide what to do. The first thing to try to do is to make your situation work. Start by taking a good hard look at your finance and consider cutting out expenses that are ultimately expendable. If your car is your main mode of transportation, keeping it and making it affordable is your top priority. However, if there's no way you can sustain the monthly payments and meet your other needs, the car may have to go. You'll probably make the most money by selling it yourself. Try getting it on Craigslist, take some good photos, and see how much money you can get for it. By doing that, you're cutting out the middleman, selling directly to a person, and getting the money for yourself. The sale likely won't cover the remaining balance on the loan, but you can work to get rid of it faster. Depending on your auto loan interest rate, you may want to consider taking out a personal loan with a lower interest rate to cover the remaining balance. With any loan, auto or otherwise, a high credit score is likely to get you a lower interest rate. So before you apply for anything, make sure you know where you stand and shop around for competitive rates. Of course, selling the vehicle leaves you without a car and a loan to pay off. So before you post your wheels to Craigslist, make sure you have a plan for transportation, whether it's purchasing a less expensive vehicle, opting for public transportation, or even riding a bicycle to work. Lastly, consider trading in the vehicle at a dealership, but know that option might not be the most lucrative one. Whatever you do with the vehicle, make sure you understand your financial responsibility going forward, so you don't end up with another unaffordable debt. I'm Jerry Detweiler, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.